الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى وكل عنده بأجل مسمى فلتصبر ولتحتسب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. The last few months have been challenging for most of us. Whether it be the loss of job, loss of income, sometimes we were sick, our close family members were sick, our friends were sick, close people to us have lost their lives, whether because of the virus or because of other causes. But in general, the last few months have been very challenging. Then we find the restrictions in terms of movement and restrictions when it comes to the places of worship, masajid, awadini activities, etc. This has definitely taken the toll on many of us. And we find that because of this, we feel down, we feel negative. And sometimes the thought may come that my Allah is displeased with me. Therefore, I wish to speak about a few incidents from the life of the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Hiya afdalu banati usibat fiya," that she was the most virtuous of my daughters because she went through sufferings for my sake. Obviously, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was the most beloved and the greatest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when it comes to the aspect of undergoing difficulties for the sake of deen, then Zainab radiallahu anha perhaps had underwent the most amount of difficulties for the sake of deen from among the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a young girl, she was 10 years old when her father was blessed with nubuwah. And we know the great difficulties and challenges that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to face in the early years of Islam especially. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be verbally abused, physically abused, and various types of difficulties Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to undergo. A young girl of 10 years old, of 10 years of age, seeing her father going through all of this. Today we'll say that the child is scarred for life. This is a young girl who's seeing all of this. According to one narration, Harith bin Harith radiallahu anhu says that I can see that spectacle before me. I can visualize it. When I see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being mocked at, he's been abused by the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah for the entire morning. It is midday heat when they decide to retreat and go back. And at that time, I see a young girl coming out with water and a towel. She presents it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was none other than Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, coming to assist her father, coming to comfort her father. She presents the water, she presents the towel. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam drinks from the water, he makes wudu with that water, and he says to his daughter, "Ya bunayya, khammiri alayki nahrak, wala takhafi ala abik." Oh my beloved daughter, cover your neck and don't fear for your father. Listen to these words. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, oh my daughter, cover your neck and do not fear for your father. Meaning that the neck of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha was slightly exposed. This was, she was a young girl, young child. It was the early years of Islam before the detailed laws of hijab and parda were revealed. But even in this circumstance, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through so much of difficulties, his daughter is coming to comfort him. But at that time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds his daughter, "Oh my daughter, a Muslim girl needs to be covered correctly." The importance of advising our children, advising our family members regarding correct dressing, especially in today's time. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells her, "La takhafi ala abik." Oh my daughter, do not fear for your father. So this young girl had to see her father going through all of this. The difficulties had begun from that young age. Then the time came when her father, obviously it was prior to this, her father receives nubuwat. Her father is propagating the message of tawheed, of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire household accepts Islam. She is married to Abu al-As bin Rabi radiallahu an, who at that time was not a Muslim. This, as we explained, this was the early stages of Islam. The detailed laws were not revealed at that time. It was still permissible for a Muslim girl to be in the marriage of a non-Muslim man. So Abu al-As bin Rabi radiallahu an was her first cousin, Khadija radiallahu anha's sister's son. And because of the outstanding qualities that he had, Rasulullah SAW had married Zainab radiallahu anha to him. All the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accept Islam. The son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu al-As bin Rabi radiallahu anhu, doesn't accept Islam. Now there's pressure from Makkah, from the people of Makkah Mukarramah, on the son-in-laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to divorce the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They felt that we need to destabilize his home. Because if his daughters are married off, then a big fikr, a big concern is off his head. Send his daughters back home. He will be concerned about his own family issues. And na'udhu billah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be able to propagate the message of tawheed. So they put pressure on the other two son-in-laws of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two sons of Abu Lahab, and they give in to the pressure. They divorce the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu al-As bin Rabi radiallahu anhu, pressure is being applied on him. And what was being told to him, perhaps that on a lighter note that will make every man's mouth water. Name the woman of Makkah Mukarramah, she'll be yours. Name the woman of Makkah, you can take her. But divorce the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu al-As bin Rabi radiallahu an, being the honest person that he was, being the loyal and faithful person that he was, he says that you can offer me any woman, I will never divorce my wife. The importance of loyalty in the marriage. Nevertheless, this was another challenge that Zainab radiallahu anha had to undergo. Pressure on her marriage. Then her father and her siblings all migrate to Madinah Munawwara. Zainab radiallahu anha left all alone in Makkah Mukarramah. Among the kuffar, among the disbelievers, among the enemies of her father. Can we imagine what difficulties this young girl is undergoing? Far away from her father, far away from her family. Before this, her mother passed away. Another great blow for a young girl. Perhaps the greatest blow for a young girl to lose her mother. All these difficulties. Who is undergoing these difficulties? The beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we go through difficulties in our life, it does not mean that Allah is displeased with us. Depending on the way we respond to those difficulties. If we respond in a way which Allah wants us to respond, then that becomes a means of us gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if our response is that response which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is taking us further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this becomes a punishment for us. Nevertheless, now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his entire family in Madinah Munawwara, she's all alone in Makkah Mukarramah, second year after Hijrah. Now her husband is joining the army that is marching against her father. The battle of Badr, her husband on one side, her father on the other side. Imagine the emotions that may have been running in the mind and the heart of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. How difficult it must have been for her. On one hand it's my father, and on the other hand it's her husband. She's torn between the two of them. And then she receives the news that her husband has been taken as captive. Taken as captive by who? By her own father's army. If it was today, we'll send a message. How can you do this? This is your son-in-law. Release him. But the agreement was ransom needs to be paid. Zainab radiallahu anha The most cherished thing that she had was a necklace that her beloved mother, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, had given her on the occasion of her marriage. Something that had sentimental value to her. Her mother was no more. This was a necklace that she had. She sends this necklace to her father, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as ransom for her own husband. When Rasulullah SAW receives this necklace, the narration of Sunan Abi Dawood, رَقَّ لَهَا رِقَّةً شَدِيدًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was touched. He was moved. He became emotional. And then he says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that I have a recommendation. Not an instruction. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could instruct, they would be prepared to do anything. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommends that if you'll feel right, then return this necklace to my daughter on condition that my son-in-law will send her to Madinah Munawwara and allow her to come and live with me in Madinah Munawwara. Sahaba radiallahu anhu happily agreed. Now Zainab radiallahu anha prepares to leave. As she is leaving Makkah Mukarrama, we would think that this would be the end of her difficulties. Now she is escaping, she is leaving the kuffar, the disbelievers, and she is going to her father, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Munawwara. As she is leaving, her brother-in-law Kinana bin Rabi is escorting her out of Makkah Mukarrama, and Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu and another sahabi were waiting at the outskirts to receive her and take her to Madinah Munawwara. Habbar bin Aswad and a few other Quraysh, they attack the camel upon which Zainab radiallahu anha was riding. This is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She has the flesh and the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she is leaving Makkah Mukarrama, migrating to Madinah Munawwara. A woman, helpless woman. And now her animal is attacked. She falls off that animal and miscarries the child that she was carrying, that would have been the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these difficulties, usibat fiyya, she went through these difficulties for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for the sake of deen. Now she comes to Madinah Munawwara. She's separated from her husband. Her husband is in Makkah Mukarrama. He's in Madinah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Madinah Munawwara. She's in Madinah Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention regarding the son-in-law of his very, very important words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say regarding Abu al-As radiallahu an, ma dhamamna sihra Abu al-As, that I cannot find fault with Abu al-As as my son-in-law. I can't find fault with him as his son-in-law. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that wa'adani fa wafali, that he promised me, he gave me his word that he will send my daughter to Madinah Munawwara, and he was true to his word. He fulfilled his word and he sent my daughter to Madinah Munawwara. The honesty and the integrity that the sahabi had, Abu al-As bin Rabi radiallahu an, the eldest son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who perhaps most of us don't even know his name. So these are great qualities that we need to imbibe within ourselves. Although this is not the topic, but this quality of honesty, of integrity, of loyalty in the marriage. Many problems today in marriages because of the lack of integrity, lack of loyalty, and lack of honesty. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I cannot find fault with him as a son-in-law. The question we need to ask ourselves, will my father-in-law say that in his dreams also? Well, can he say it in his dreams also, that he cannot fault us as son-in-laws? Nevertheless, Zainab radiallahu anha now is in Madinah Munawwara, separated from her husband. Another challenge as well, until the sixth year after Hijrah, finally her husband comes to Madinah Munawwara and he accepts Islam. And 2 years thereafter, Zainab radiallahu anha passes away because of that injury that she suffered on the occasion of Hijrah when she was injured. Therefore, while we know of Sumayya radiallahu anha being a shaheeda, a female martyr, Zainab radiallahu anha, historians also write the same word for her. She was also a shaheeda. She was also one who was martyred in the path of Allah because she passed away as a result of that injury that she suffered while migrating from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. Another great challenge that Zainab radiallahu anha had to face during her life. We would feel again that this was the end of her difficulties. This is something which is great inspiration for us. And whatever the difficulty we may face in life, this incident can give us a lot of hope, a lot of direction. On one occasion, Zainab radiallahu anha's child was in the throes of death. There's great detail that the commentators of hadith have written regarding who the child was. In Fathul Mulhim, the preferred view is that this was Umama radiallahu anha, the daughter of Zainab radiallahu anha, who later on grew up and she lived and she married Ali radiallahu anha and she had children, etc. Nevertheless, this Umama radiallahu anha, she was in the throes of death. Zainab radiallahu anha sends a message to her father. Oh my father, my child is very sick. I want you to come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies with salam. And he says, give a message to my daughter. Now imagine the daughter. Her child is in the throes of death. A woman at that time. What must be going through her heart at that time? And now her father is sending a message to her. This message would be a message that would be the most comforting message for his daughter at that time. And the most comforting message for all of us, no matter what the difficulties we may be facing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tell my daughter, inna lillahi ma akhadh, wa lahu ma a'ta, wa kullun indahu bi ajalim musamma, fal tasbir wal tahtasib. Tell my daughter, indeed to Allah belongs whatever he takes. And to Allah belongs whatever he gives. Whatever Allah has blessed us, it doesn't belong to us. It is a loan from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few weeks ago, I met one senior alim, and his brother was an even more senior alim, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Pandor, rahmatullah alayhi, who passed away a few weeks ago, a student of Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahimahullah. So a very, very great senior alim, and his brother, another senior alim, when we went for taziyat, he said that our brother was an amanat by us. Allah blessed us with an amanat. But he says the difference here, when Allah gives us an amana, that amanat we can enjoy. When someone places an amanat in your hands as trust, then you can't use it, you must keep it safely. Here, this was an amanat that Allah gave us that we enjoyed. And enjoyed for so long. Because he lived right till the age of 85 or perhaps even more than that. So long we enjoyed this amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We benefited from this amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the time was right, Allah took his amanat away. Now, if we have this kind of mindset regarding any loss that we suffer, it will become so much easier for us. The famous incident of Ummu Sulaym radiallahu anha, when her child passed away at night, it's the same concept that is being explained. That amanat was given, something that didn't belong to us, it was a loan that Allah gave us, and the time was up, Allah took it away from us. Like a person lends us something, when he wants it back, we cannot question, why are you taking it away from me? How oppressive are you? You're taking it away from me. No, it belongs to me. I'm just taking away what belongs to me. So, inna lillahi ma akhadh, wa lahu ma a'ta, wa kullun indahu bi ajalin musamma. Everything has a prescribed time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time is fixed. It will never go 1 second beyond the time, not 1 second before the time. So whatever the difficulty we may have faced, whether it be, as we explained, loss of life, loss of possessions, loss of income, whatever the difficulty may be, let us keep this in mind. Inna lillahi ma akhadh, wa lahu ma a'ta. Whatever Allah gives belongs to him. Whatever he takes belongs to him. He has the full right to give when he wants to give and to take away when he wants to take away. Wa kullun indahu bi ajalin musamma. What we need to do, our response has also been explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faltasbir wal tahtasib. Two things. Tell my daughter at this moment, she should make sabr, she should endure, she should be patient. And not only that, this is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one is Allah is taking away what belonged to him. But despite him taking away what belonged to him, when we make sabr on that, Allah will reward us tremendously for that. So, wal tahtasib, she should hope for reward and have conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward her for the sabr that she is making at this time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that this daughter of his was accustomed to sabr. Her entire life she made so much of sabr. So at this moment also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that my daughter has the ability to make sabr. I just need to remind her and to activate that sabr that is within her system, and she will be able to make sabr on this great musibah and this great difficulty. When the message comes to Zainab radiallahu anha, she sends a message requesting her father to please come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tears. So a sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, you are tearing, you are crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, this is the complete nature of our deen. This is the perfection of our deen. It takes into consideration our feelings. Nabi, Allah knows that we are hurt, we will go through difficulties. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, هَذِهِ رَحْمَةٌ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ عِبَادِهِ. This is mercy and rahmah that Allah has placed in the hearts of His servants. This is natural. It's natural to cry. There's nothing wrong in feeling the pain. There's nothing wrong in feeling the grief. There's nothing wrong in crying. This is something which is natural. And consideration has been given for our nature and our emotions in deen. But together with us expressing the grief, it must be within the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remain within. And at the same time, we should be patient and hope for reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, in a nutshell, the few difficulties that Zainab radiallahu anha had underwent in her life. But the amazing aspect that Allah Shafi Rahmat Usmani rahmatullahi alayhi writes under this, he says that Allah spared the life of this child. Allah spared the life of Umama radiallahu anha because of the sabr of Zainab radiallahu anha and because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handing over his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That child did not pass away. The child was on the throes of death. According to the narration, the breathing also began to become difficult. There were sounds coming out. The breathing was labored. But despite all of that, Allah allowed that child to live because of the sabr of Zainab radiallahu anha and because of the tafweed and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handing over his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great lesson for us. No matter what difficulty we're going through, no matter how great the challenge may be, let us bring about these two qualities, the quality of sabr and the quality of tafweed, that we hand over our favors, our affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can even say this with keeping this in mind, keeping the meaning in mind. أُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I am handing over my affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for me and Allah is the best one to take care of my affairs. We read this with understanding. We read it with concentration and we will find no matter how difficult the situation may be, no matter how painful it may be, when we say this, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, we will immediately find some type of relaxation, some type of relief, because now we are appointing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in charge of our affairs. For the benefit that those of those that have come later on, we had explained that the last few months have been very challenging for everyone in different ways. Whether it be someone was sick, family members were sick, someone passed away in our family, or the loss of income, or the restrictions that were placed on us. And because of this, we feel down, we feel negative because of this, we feel depressed. But we explain that difficulties are not necessarily a sign of Allah's displeasure. This, depending on the way we respond to those difficulties, if we respond in a way which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is a blessing in disguise for us that will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll explain a few incidents from the life of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great challenges she had to undergo in her life, and the sabr that this beloved daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had underwent, and the endurance that she showed in the face of all these difficulties, and this very, very profound words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we need to keep in mind all the time. Inna lillahi ma akhadh wa lahu ma ata. Everything that Allah gives is from He, belongs to Him. Everything that He takes belongs to Him. Wa kullun indahu bi ajalin musamma. Everything has an appointed time, and the only thing that we need to do in the face of all of this is فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَالْتَحْتَسِبْ. We be patient, we hope for reward. Naturally, we will feel grief, we will cry. This is something which is natural, but let it be within the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to keep within. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to manage the various challenges and difficulties that we are facing. May Allah remove the various challenges, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see many more happy and good days. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.